What's up, guys? It's Aaron. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about trans vocabulary. And if you ever wondered what some of these terms that transgender people use, this video's for you. So obviously it starts out with transgender, right? Transgender pretty much is people that have a gender identity or a gender expression that differs from the assigned sex that they were given at birth. So I'm transgender, I'm female to male. I was assigned at birth female, but inside I feel male, and I express myself as male. Cisgender pretty much is the people that are born with the assigned gender that they actually identify with. So if you aren't transgender and you are a person who was born as male and feels male, then you're a cisgender male. Now dysphoria. Dysphoria is a word to describe the distress that someone feels when they are born in the wrong body. Now dysphoria isn't applied to every transgender person. Not every single transgender person has dysphoria. A lot of people are comfortable in their body and they were born female, assigned female at birth, and they are completely comfortable with their body without surgery, without transition, any of that at all, and they're completely comfortable. So dysphoria is, it's important to know that not every transgender person experiences dysphoria, and it's not a blanket statement that if you're transgender you automatically have dysphoria, but it's super, super, super common in our community. So female to male, a lot of times we experience dysphoria with our chest. So what we do is we bind. You can either bind with tape, KT tape, link below in the description, or you can bind with binders, also below in this description, so you guys can check those out and see what they look like. But they are just ways to compress your chest and your, you know, your breasts. I never, ever, ever call mine that. I call them, you know, my chest or my pecs, or like, I just try to call them anything else. But yeah, binding is just a way to compress your chest to make it look more flat. Packing in our community, a lot of people pack, and that is where you wear padding in the front of your pants or in your underwear to give the appearance of a male bulge. A lot of people are worried that they won't pass if, you know, if they look down and they see that obviously you're not a cisgender male. So a lot of people, you know, they use prosthetics, they use, you can use socks just to alleviate the dysphoria. A lot of people feel that they need that sensation of having something there in their pants or in their underwear to replace the missing, what feels like a missing piece of them. So passing is a term that we use to see if we are being portrayed to others as the way that we feel on the inside. So a lot of people nowadays, they assume whether you're male or female to know which pronouns to use in public, whether you don't know them or whether you do know them. They just assume that, you know, if you're dressed feminine or if you look feminine, that you're a girl. Transgender people worry about if they pass, and that's if, you know, if you think that I look male enough to be male. It's kind of controversial. In my experience, it made it a lot easier if I passed, so that way people knew to use the right pronouns that I wanted them to. Otherwise, there's that awkward conversation where it's like, I actually prefer, you know, male pronouns, and before testosterone, that was a big one. So HRT, hormone replacement therapy, is actually a form of transitioning from female to male or male to female. If you're female to male, you're going to be taking testosterone, which a lot of people in our community call T. And then estrogen, which is male to female, they take those hormones and they see an endocrinologist and all that to get set up to take the hormones to be able to see the physical changes and to get physical aspects of looking as the gender that they identify with. Top surgery. So a lot of people in our community refer to top surgery as the surgery that surgically removes their chest, their breasts. God, I hate that word. In my experience, like, I'm transgender male, and it sucks that I can't, when I go swimming, that I have to swim with a tank top on, or swim with a t-shirt on, or when I want to mow the lawn, I have to wear a t-shirt, even though it would be so much easier if I was just shirtless, so that way I get an even tan, and I feel good about it. I just am not able to be able to take my shirt off in any situation and feel comfortable doing it, because of course I use KT tape, so it keeps my chest really, really flat, and I probably could swim without my shirt on, but then again, I have to think about other people looking at me and seeing the tape and being like, what's that all about? So which I don't care what other people think, but at the same time I do, because I don't want to make anyone else feel uncomfortable or be asking questions that I don't want them to ask. Fun fact, the other day it was about 11 at night, and my puppies had to go outside to go potty before I went to bed. said, and my girlfriend and I, we were going to go out there and sit with them, sit on the porch, and it was super late, and it was dark, and I didn't want, I had KT tape on, so my chest was really, really flat, and I just decided to be crazy and be brave and just go outside and sit on the porch. And that was the first time that I'd ever, you know, went outside without my shirt on and just sat there. And it was so nice. I felt like I'd already had top surgery. I was just sitting there, you know, like totally comfortable. It was the coolest, coolest, coolest experience. And I cannot wait for the day that I can afford top surgery. I'm really looking forward to that. So bottom surgery is what we refer to genital surgeries. And there are three different ones off the top of my head I can think of, like vaginoplasty, phalloplasty, and metatarsoplasty. Just like the three, those are like the three big ones that I can think of that are surgical. So yeah, I hope you found this helpful. It just breaks down the, you know, the terms that we use a little bit, helps you understand the general concept of, you know, being transgender, and how we communicate and how we are able to describe like how we feel, you know, the surgeries that we can choose to take, or the actions to transition that we choose to take. If you have any questions at all, you can drop them in the comments below. If you're new here, so I made this channel to track my own individual transition and progress, and I also like to educate other people on what it's like to be transgender in today's society. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. You can just hit the subscribe button, you can thumbs up the video, whatever you like to do. I've got tons of content on here for you guys to check out, all the way back to pre-testosterone. That was interesting. But I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. I hope this helped out a little bit. I hope this helped you understand some of the terms that are used a lot in the community. And I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Go ahead and check out some other videos. Subscribe, like this video, and I will see you guys in the next one. Peace out.